you. All I can see are bodies covered with sheets. But there's miles of them, as far as I can see.
You have to find them.
But are you under one of these? Are you under this one?
You have to find them.
Ryan!
Vicky, wake up. Vicky, it's okay. You're okay now. It was a dream.
I saw Ryan. He was in a room filled with dead people. Darian, he was one of the corpses.
No, it was a dream.
No, it must mean something.
What?
Darian, what if Ryan's dead?
Don't say that. Please.
I wish I knew where Judd was.
Come on, Kyoto. This is it. 15 lousy feet. That's all we gotta jump. Then you'll be over the river and on your way to Chicago. Come on, man. Hold it straight and get her up to speed. Yeah. Oh, what am I doing? I'm never gonna make it. Oh, so much for the bike.
Hang on to the railing. I'm coming.
Give me a hand. This railing's not gonna hold me for long.
I'm coming. I'm here.
Gotcha.
Pull yourself up, boy. Come on. I won't let you go. Get your foot. Okay. You're good. You all right?
I'm okay. I really thought I could have made it. Oh, no, I lost the bike, too.
Yeah. Well, evil Knievel, you ain't.
Yeah. So I'm beginning to see.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 37, Connections.
Breathe slow, relax, weight on the left hand, right foot planted, and squeeze. Not so bad. Not bad at all.
Lionel.
What?
Whoa! Easy, cowboy. That thing's loaded.
Oh, sorry, Conrad. I couldn't hear you with these ear things on.
Just don't shoot me and we'll be fine.
Who's this?
My name is Melinda. I'm going to be paired up with you guys in Chicago. You shoot pretty good. You have a lot of experience with handguns?
I don't know. I must have.
What do you mean you don't know?
See the stitches in his head bone? Lionel took a crack in the melon during the earthquake. He can't remember anything pre-tree.
Wow, that's bizarre. My partner was killed during the earthquake.
Commandant Tyers hooked her up with us.
Okay. Well, Melinda, welcome to the team.
Mar, get out here.
So, what's going on?
This is my wife, Marlene. Mar, this is...
Sorry, Judd.
Like the man says, Judd.
Thompson. Hi, and you are...
Just call me Tim.
Good enough.
Judd just dropped a perfectly good dirt bike in the river.
Not on purpose.
Where's everybody?
They went to see if they could find some food. There might be a GC relief camp set up somewhere nearby.
GC?
Something you don't like about the GC?
I'm just not nuts about some of their social policies.
Their social policies? What do you mean by...
Marlene, let's not be rude with our guest. Listen, Judd, you want some food? We don't have much, but...
Thanks.
Tim, what are you...
There's some gorp in the rucksack over next to you. Help yourself.
Awesome, I haven't had anything to eat.
Tim! Tim, what are you doing?
Give me that rope. I'm gonna tie him up, stinking punk.
Why are you doing this?
He's the enemy. He's anti-GC. He's running from something. There might be a reward.
Oh, damn.
This kid could be our ticket to Easy Street. Just hold still and be a good boy. This'll all be over soon.
Vicky. Vicky, wake up.
What? What time is it?
It's almost 9.
Oh, why'd you let me sleep so late? We gotta go find Ryan.
You didn't look like you were sleeping very well. I thought I'd let you rest, but now that you're up, don't you want to know what I found?
Okay. What?
Holy Family Medical Center set up a mobile hospital unit in an old furniture store in Prospect Heights. They're taking a lot of the injured there.
You think they may have taken Ryan there?
Exactly.
Where is it?
The guy I talked to said it's on Randhurst Road, just north of Elmhurst Mall, or maybe it was the Randhurst Mall on Elmhurst Road. Mm. Does that sound right?
Yeah. I'm gonna go check it out. Give me my shoes.
Come on, man. Why are you keeping me tied up? I didn't do anything to you.
And you're not gonna either. I'm not gonna give you a chance to brainwash us.
Brainwash? I'm gonna brainwash you?
What do you think happened to all those people disappearing a couple years ago?
Oh, Tim, he never
What do you mean?
Where do you think they went?
I think Jesus took them to heaven.
See? That's what I'm talking about.
Listen, man, my entire family disappeared. They were believers, I wasn't.
What makes you think I care? I don't care about your family, and I don't care what you think of Nikolai Carpathia.
I didn't say anything about Carpathia.
You didn't have to. I know what you people think about him. You think he's some kind of antichrist or something.
You hear me say anything like that?
Listen, kid. All's I know is you're hiding something. You're running from someone, and from what you've said, I think it's the GC.
What are you gonna do?
Now that we got Evil Knievel all tied up, I'm gonna go get some help.
You're gonna leave me alone with him?
He's not gonna bother you tied to that tree. I'll bring someone to take him away.
I suppose Frank and Beaker should be back soon.
You don't need to keep me here. I'm not a threat to you.
You got that right. You just be a good little boy and don't cause us any problems, and I'll make sure they take it easy on you.
I can't tell you how little I appreciate that.
How soon will you be back?
A couple of hours. Keep an eye on him.
Thanks. So, what am I supposed to do with you?
You could always let me go.
Why would I do that?
Because it's the right thing to do.
I don't think Tim would appreciate it if I did.
Tim do all your thinking for you?
I don't know.
Well, Marlene, you're gonna have to start thinking for yourself.
Why?
First of all, the stuff about the disappearances, it's true. Whether you believe it or not, Jesus took his followers home.
Second,
I'm out of here.
What?
Tell Tim he needs to learn how to tie better knots.
What?
Nothing personal. I'd love to stay and tell you my life story, but I'm thinking your husband could become a nuisance.
He's gonna think I let you go.
Get yourself a Bible.
Yeah, that'll help.
This has got to be the place.
Doesn't look like a hospital.
It looks like a war zone. Are those bodies under those sheets?
Ew. I think so. Let's find out where Ryan is.
Ask her.
Excuse me. You work here, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking for a kid named Ryan Daly.
Yeah, I don't bother with the names. I just try to make them comfortable.
Is there any way we can find out?
My clipboard. It's over there on the table.
Thanks.
They're not listed by name.
Great.
Wait, here it is. Ryan Daly, T1.
What's T1?
I don't know. What's T1?
Trauma Ward 1, second floor. But there's no way they're gonna let you in there. It's medical personnel only.
Great. Come on.
Where?
Follow me. Okay, give me a boost to the window.
Are you serious?
They're not gonna let us walk in the front door.
All right. You better not be heavy.
Haven't had any complaints yet.
Can you reach it? It's open. Give me a push.
I'm in.
Do you see anything?
Not yet. It's kind of dark.
Don't move.
What?
You're under arrest.
I didn't... Hey, you're not a cop.
Scared you, didn't I? Charlie likes to scare people.
I take it you're Charlie.
Shh. Charlie's not supposed to be here either. Not since his sister's gone. Big shake got her.
The earthquake?
Whole house shake.
Okay, listen, Charlie. I'm looking for a friend. He's in a place called T1. Do you know where that is?
Charlie knows where everything is. Charlie lives here. Follow me. Have to be quiet in here. Everyone is asleep, except for you and Charlie.
Okay, I'm gonna look for my friend now.
Charlie's gonna go somewhere else. He doesn't like this room.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Ryan! Ryan, oh my... Oh, you're cold as ice. Oh, at least you're alive.
He is for now.
What?
You're a rather resourceful young lady. You get points for getting up here. Consequently, I'm not going to kick you out.
Thanks.
Your friend there is very sick.
Is he sleeping?
He's in a coma. Between you and me, you might want to take this time out to say your goodbyes.
Excuse me. Okay. Hey, can you help me find a friend?
Look, Judd!
Pete! I was hoping I'd find you here.
Better here than in that ditch. I got you to thank for that. Watch this.
Holy cow, you're standing!
Didn't know I was this tall, did you?
I thought you were paralyzed.
I did too, till a chiropractor came by and relieved the pressure on my spine. Don't say anything to the doctors. They're a little touchy about that stuff.
That's one bit of good news. I'm sorry to say your bike is at the bottom of a river.
I got another. Hey, what about my house? You see Suzanne?
Yeah. I'm really sorry.
No, you don't even gotta say it. Your face tells the story. I kind of been figuring that was the deal.
I don't know what to say.
Well, first thing, you can help me hitch a ride home.
Are you okay to leave here?
Don't care. I'm not gonna spend what little time we got left here. We got things that need to get done.
I hear that.
Come on, boys.
What's up?
That's Commander Blanca's word.
Finally.
He's going to be our GC superior.
Our superior? Who wants a breath mint?
Commander Blanca, it's nice to meet you.
Who are you?
GCMM Bentley. This is Conrad Graham and Lionel Washington.
Hello, sir.
We're assigned to the North Chicago branch.
I thought there were supposed to be four of you.
My partner was killed in the earthquake.
I see. Well, listen, kids. I'm going to give this to you straight. I didn't want this assignment. I'm not a babysitter. But when Nikolai Carpathia calls you himself, you do what he says.
Wow. Carpathia himself, huh?
I know you guys are young. We want that to be an asset, not a drawback. You kids will be able to get into places that a GC soldier wouldn't think of.
Sir, we've been sort of isolated here. Is Potentate Carpathia all right?
He was prepared for this. He's in a safe place with his 10 ambassadors.
What kinds of things are we going to be doing?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of looting going on in the cities. You're going to help bring that under control. And beyond that, you'll be assigned to tracking down the enemies of the global community.
And then what?
Subdue them, by any means necessary.
So the doctors don't expect Ryan to live very long?
That nurse said she's surprised he's still alive now.
What are you going to do?
Gonna go back tonight, sit with him. I don't know what good it'll do, but...
Vicky, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, me too. I don't even know what to say. I can't even cry anymore.
so dirty? Well, that too.
You must have bumped your head climbing that window.
No, why do you say that?
You got a bruise on your forehead.
No biggie. I don't even feel it. Can't be that bad.
Carl! Hey, Carl! Are you in there?
This doesn't look good.
Hey, the door's open. That means he was home.
Whoa. The entire back of the house is flat.
Hey, Carl! Hey, can you hear me?
I'm not what you'd call a betting man, but I gotta believe he's probably under that pile of house.
Oh, man. Take a week to dig him out, if he is. Let's get out of here.
Hang on a second. Is that a laptop?
Yeah. Well, Carl was trying to get a writing thing going.
You think I could take it?
Yeah. He ain't gonna use it anymore.
Awesome. I want to use it to contact my friends.
I think I know a place where you can plug it in, if there's still power there.
Let's go.
Hang on a second. This has been bothering me for a while.
Hey, what are you doing?
You got a smudge or something.
So do you. You don't see me rubbing your forehead.
Yeah, well, it's just not coming off.
Let me see.
There's a mirror right there.
There's nothing on my head. What are you talking about?
It's right there.
Hold on a second. Your smudge looks like a cross.
Yeah, so does yours.
Dude, I don't think these are smudges. I think there's some kind of mark or something.
I can't see mine.
I can't see mine either, but you say I have one?
Yeah, you do.
I don't know what this means, but it's pretty cool.
We'll be able to tell who our friends are just by looking.
Well, that's gonna come in handy.
I can't believe they're sending us out to the field so quick.
I don't think they have any choice. Listen, Lionel, I've been looking through this Bible of yours.
Yeah?
It looks to me like a lot of the notes in here are your handwriting.
So?
So why would someone who studies the Bible so much want to be a global community morale monitor?
Can't tell you. I don't remember nothing.
Come on, man. I know that deep down you don't believe any of this.
Listen, right now I am a global community morale monitor. Unless you want me to turn your butt in, you might want to keep your mouth shut.
Great. And he gets to carry a gun.
Something you fellas need?
We noticed your lights were on. Kind of figured you have power.
So?
My friend here would like to plug in his computer for just a minute to check on some of his friends.
That a fact.
Only if it's okay with you.
If it isn't?
Well, we'll just have to find another place then.
The food's all gone. There's nothing here to steal, boys.
I don't want to steal anything. I just want to try and email some friends.
You'll need a phone line for that.
Yeah.
I reckon you guys don't look too scary.
Not as scary as the pistol in your belt.
That's my argument, Ender. The office is right in back. Just unplug the phone that's there now.
All right. Unplug. Plug it in. And power up. Oh, all right. Let's start with the GC webpage. They ought to have a list of casualties. Region, Midwest, State, Illinois, Chicago, Vicky with an I, Burn with a Y, no known whereabouts. Huh. At least she's not confirmed dead. Let's check on Ryan, no known whereabouts. I don't know if this is good or bad. Lionel Washington, injured. Great.
Look at you. You're back. More points for you.
Is Ryan okay?
Actually, no. He's not okay, but he's still alive. If I had to guess, not for much longer.
Well, I'm just gonna sit with him, okay?
That's fine. Just don't make too much noise.
Ryan, I'm just gonna pray for a bit, okay? God. I don't even know what to pray. make Ryan comfortable. I guess. Ryan?
Water.
What? Oh, water. Here, take a drink. Oh, my. Ryan.
Others?
Darian is okay. Shelly's looking for her mom. I haven't heard from Lionel or Judd.
Going home.
Yeah, that's right. We'll have you home in no time.
They're coming.
Oh, who's coming? Ryan? Who's coming?
Recap the top story tonight, Leon Fortunato, aide to potentate Nikolai Carpathia, announced earlier that he had been killed in the earthquake that rocked the planet, and then raised from the dead by potentate Carpathia himself. Obviously, this is a startling claim, but given the strange events of the last few years, maybe we should be giving the potentate...
Turn that off,
the
will you?
...of the doubt.
Do you believe it?
What? That Carpathia raised Fortunato from the dead? Are you kidding?
Why not?
Dead is dead. You can't bring people back once they die. Unless your name is Frankenstein. And look how that turned out.
I'm not talking science fiction. This is real life.
It's crazy.
What if Carpathia could raise people from the dead? Wouldn't you think that would make him pretty cool?
It sounds like voodoo witch doctor stuff to me. Maybe you ought to be reading this Bible of yours.
Hey, lay off that stuff, will you? We'll be in Chicago tomorrow. You can give it back to me then.
You don't sound like you even want it back.
Tell you the truth, from what you've been saying... kind of scares me.
Funny. I was just kind of beginning to feel the other way about it.
This is the church.
Or what's left of it. It looks pretty trashed.
Last time I was here, it was packed for a funeral.
Was that your friend you told me about?
Yeah, Bruce Barnes. So, what are you going to do now?
I think I'm going to try and catch up with Red and the rest of my old posse. I gotta give him the good news, same way you gave it to me.
Well, then, I guess I'll be seeing you. I don't know how, but I'll try and keep in touch.
Ditto. Watch out, too. Curfew goes into effect in about a half an hour.
Oh, great.
You got somewhere to go?
I'll probably just crash here in the church. Parts of it look stable.
Be careful. See you, brother.
See you.
Ryan. Ryan.
Vicky.
Ryan. You've been like a brother to me.
I feel like I'm letting you down.
Oh, no way. Not at all.
I wanted to... to make it to the glorious appearing.
Oh, Ryan.
You gonna be okay without me?
I think I'll make it. I need you to do me a favor.
For you? Anything.
Say hi to my family.
It's done. Judd say. I love you. I love you too.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.